This evening's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we got four lines down. Amar Rafram bar Papa. Amar Rav Chisda. Gemara says, Kol shum ishum evel, anything that has to do with avelus, could go in Tisha B'Av, the evel and avel himself. So a person who is practicing some level of mourning, the lacha is aser bein bechamin bein betzonin. He cannot take any baths or showers in hot water, nor can he in cold water. But kol shumishim tanug, anything that's forbidden because of enjoyment only, kigon tainis sibor. Tainis sibor, the prohibition is because of tanug. So only bechamin aser, only taking a hot shower, hot bath would be aser. But betzonin mutter, a person wouldn't enjoy a cold shower, cold bath. So that's permitted. But by avelus, even betzonin is aser. So the Tosa points out a very important halacha. It's brought down in the poskim as well. Tosa writes, v'chol shu mishum tanik v'chule. V'achshav, nowadays, as we learned yesterday, she'ein tainis tibur b'bavel el tishabav. There is only one tainis tibur that we practice, which is tishabav. Mutar nafil b'chamin, afilu yudzayim b'tamas. And Tzom Gedalia, these cases that even though it's the tzibur accepts it, it doesn't have a real din of a tiny tzibur, and you can shower even in hot, rather you could shower in cold water on these days, mikra din. I remember in camp, when it was very, very hot out, and Shivas HaBatamas, we would take a jump in the cold showers to cool off a little bit. That's, what? Yeah, halacha ma'aseh, you're allowed to. But still, nonetheless, the poskim say if one could try to avoid it, if possible. But mikra din is completely permitted. And again, when it was boiling hot in the camp, we weren't keeping all the halachas also, other, but we were very makbid to allow this heter of taking cold showers to cool off a little bit.
It was also before air conditioning in the bunk.
That's true. So I don't know what goes on in camp these days. But either way, that's permitted. So Gemara now says, Amarav Idi Baravin Af Ananami Tanina. We have a Mishnah that tells us also. Vinalin Esamer Chatzos. Chatzos, so it's referring to the Tainis Tzibur, the fast days that the Chachamim instituted if it didn't rain. So the Tainis Tzibur says that they locked the bathhouses. Now the bathhouses were hot. So, but they allowed any cold waters to be open. I mean, all the rivers were open. They didn't close down the rivers. So you're allowed to go take a bath in the river because cold water is permitted on a tiny seabor. So Amalei Abaye says, V'i bitzonin aser, if it's really true, that tzonin is aser. So sochen is a naharas mebaile, because had it been true that even tzonin would be aser, they should say you should close down the rivers. That should have been the suggestion. Let's look at Rashi just for a second here. Are there Rashis here? There's a Rashi here. Should we go through the Rashi? Let's see. Look at the Rashi. He says, B'tmiya. It's supposed to be read as a question. Let's read this Rashi. Afan anami tanina b'masnisa. Our mission tells us. Dikasani gavi tanis tzibor no'alin esamer chatzal estahinu chamin. They only closed down the hot bathhouses of Al Tzoni Mutter, but cold water would be permitted. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, Kolomar v'yihava svirle latana didan dibetonin aser. Let's give it as a granted right now, the Mishnah would say that tonin is aser. Hey, chavit by lemisna. What would you write? Sochan and sanaros? Hey, chamatzi lemisachan. You're going to close down the rivers? You can't close down the rivers. It's just impossible to do that. So you can't bring a raya from the fact that the Mishnah only closed down hot bathhouses. Must be that cold is permitted because there's no way to prevent people from using cold water. So you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah. Doesn't mean it's not true. It's just saying the Mishnah doesn't serve as a raya. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shieshe Berei de Rav Idi Abba Hachi Kashile. This was the question. Michti, let's understand this Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Aser Berchitza, that would be enough. Nolan Esamer Chatzal Salamali. Once they say it's aser to take a bath, so then it's aser to take a bath. Why did they go further and say lock up the bathhouses? It seems to be obvious. It must be the fact that they emphasize the bathhouses unnecessarily. El alav shmamina bechamin aser b'tzonin mutter. So therefore, only hot is problem, but cold is permitted on a tiny tzibur. So lema masayle. Maybe the following could serve as a support. Kol chayvi tvilos tovin kedarkon. Anyone who's chayv to go to the mikvah, and they could go in a regular fashion, bein b'tishbav, bein b'yom ha-kippurim. If there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, Rashi explains the examples. You look around eight narrow lines up in Rashi, kol chayv etfilos, nidav, yoledes, tovin kadarkan. There's a mitzvah to go on that night when they finish going through the meitara, shivas yimenikim. So then they go that night to the mikvah, that's permitted even on tishbav and even on yom kippur. B'mai, what's the case? What type of mikvah are they going in? Ilema b'chamin. If you're going to say that they're going to a mikvah that's hot, tevila b'chamin mi'ika shuvin ninu. Is there such a concept as a hot mikvah? You can't have a hot mikvah. That's not allowed. I know you guys are going to ask questions down below. It's a hot mikvah. So what's going on means as follows. Back then they didn't have the system that we had that you could have these hot coils that are in the water. So the way they got hot water was they'd boil it on a pot. and then boil up. Then they transfer the hot water to the mikvah. There's a problem of shuvim. Shuvim is you can't use drawn water for a mikvah. The way a mikvah works is before they construct the building, those who are here for it, they probably saw it, they build a little bore, a pit, and it rains. And that rain has to only work in that place where it lands, but you can't transfer it anywhere else. So they couldn't think of any way you can't have a hot mikvah. There's no such thing as a hot mikvah. Because now we have coals, and you know, those little coils, rather, that go in the mikvah that makes it hot. That stay, the water remains there. But they didn't have that concept back then. So either way, so you couldn't go to a hot mikvah. So certainly they weren't going to a hot mikvah. So what type of mikvah were they going in on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? El Abitonin, they're going into a cold mikvah. So we see from here, the dik is, V'chai v'tvilos in a shachrini lo. Only a person who had a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, are they allowed to go on this tiny sibur of Tisha B'Av, which is also a velus in Yom Kippur, which is a tiny sibur, were they allowed to go? But had it been for someone else who does not have a chiv tvila, then there is no heter of going to the mikvah. So what's the raya we're trying to bring here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explained we're trying to bring a raya now that an avel is aser afila betonin. Before this we were talking about tiny sibur, that's mutter betonin. Now we're bringing a raya that by a velus it's aser betonin. So again we're saying, on Tisha B'Av, we're talking, there's no concept of a hot water right now. It's only a cold water mikvah. So only a chayv tvilos are permitted to go into the mikvah on Tisha B'Av in the cold water, but a stama person cannot go in the mikvah on Tisha B'Av because there's no chayv then. So we see that tzonin is usher by a velus. So Gemara says, Amar v'chana bar k'tina, no. Lo nitzcha elo l'chamei Tveria. Maybe this case is referring to those who live up in Tveria near the hot springs of Tveria, chamei Tveria. So because the springs were hot water, that's why only chayv tefilas were permitted to go, but non-chayv tefilas, a stam person, couldn't go to the hot waters. But in Echanami, maybe by a, if there was a cold water source, maybe then a person could go in a tiny as an avil. So Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. We're talking about dafka chami teverya. So Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of that line. The Brisa says, Amr bichanina skana kohanim, he was a skana kohanim, he was in charge of skana kohanim. Skan Kohen usually means he's a second in command to the Kohen. Kedai hu beis elokeinu, it's a worthy, our beis hamikdash, which has been destroyed. That's why they're celebrating Tisha B'Av. That's why they're commemorating Tisha B'Av. La'abed alav tevila pamachas b'shana. It's worth to miss a mikvah once a year. It's not such a big deal. No one should go to the mikvah once a year to miss it because of the beis hamikdash is fine. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, the amers betoni mutter, yirchat betoni. So if we're saying that really it's permitted to go into a cold mikvah, so let them bathe in a cold mikvah. What's Rabbi Chanina saying that they're missing the entire night of Tisha B'Av, they're missing the mikvah? So it must be that this statement is referring to even cold water is a problem as well for Avedlis. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa Ba'asa Del Shchiach Tzonin. We're talking about a situation, a place where there is no cold water that was found. So that's why we're dafka talking about a case of Chamei Tveria. Okay, a very confusing sugya, by the way. Okay, the Gemara now says, Toshma, Kishamru Asa B'Mlacha, when we said the Braisa, referring to Tainus Tzibur of no rain, we said there's an Issa M'Lacha on the days of Tainus. Lo Amru Ela B'Yom, we only said that there's an Issa M'Lacha on those Tainus Tzibur during the daytime. Av Abalayla Mutter. And Kishamru Asa B'Nil Sasanda, when we said you can't wear leather shoes on the Tainus Tzibur, Lo Amru Ela B'Yir, that only means in the city. Av Abaderech Mutter, a person's traveling, then you're allowed to wear leather shoes. How does one do this? He goes out to travel, he puts on his leather shoes, he enters into the city, he removes his shoes. And furthermore, the Braisa says, when we said it's also to bathe on a tainus, that only means the entire body you can't bathe in. But one's allowed to for the hands, face, and feet. The same exact halachas we just mentioned that apply to a tiny tzibur applies well to a menuda, which we don't care for right now, but also to an avel. So you see that an avel and a tiny tzibur have the same exact dinim. So what's it in my lav akulo? It does not say that avel has the same exact dinim as above. Uva maya skinin, what are we talking about? What type of water are we referring to? Ilema bachamim, if we're referring to hot water. Panav Yadav Ragla Mishari, is an avel allowed to wash his hands, face, and legs in hot water? Hamar Rav Sheshes avel aser bil hoshit etzba b'chamin. Rav Sheshes says even sticking a finger in hot water for an avel is aser. So the only thing we're talking about El La Betonim, referring to cold water. So we see just like in Tainus Tzibur, you could take a bath in cold water, at least Panav Yadav Raglav in cold water. So to an avel could wash his hands, face, and feet in cold water. So it goes against what we said above. So Gemara says, no, lo, liolim b'chamin, really we're talking about hot water, that the tiny seabor you're allowed to take off, wash your hands and face and feet in hot water by the tiny seabor. Ah, so what do you do with the chayin la'avil? Avil certainly cannot even put his finger in hot water. When we say the v'chein by avil, it doesn't mean every single halacha mentioned above. It refers to all the halachas with the exception of rechitza. The heter rechitza of panav yadav raglav applies only to a tiny seabor that you're allowed to with hot water to wash your hands and feet and face. But when it comes to avil, there's no heter at all of using any water for an avil. Fine. Mar now says Toshma. Dama Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Maisa. There's once an event, Umeisa Banav Shri Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Hanina. His children passed away. Virachat Betonen Kol Shiva. And he took a bath all 7 days in cold water. We said above that an Avil is not allowed to take a bath at all, whether it be hot water or cold water. What allowed Rabbi Yossi to do this? The Gemara says, Hasam Kishetakvu Avela of Hava. That's talking about a situation where the number of the children died, not all one time, but one after the next. Rashi explains three lines up from the bottom. Shetakfu avelav came upon him very strongly. It means bezacherzeh. Because the son of Shemesu ben of Shem, two children died, one after the next. So he kept Shiva for 7 days, and immediately after the other son died. So it ended up being a 14-day avelus of Shiva. So therefore, there's certain coolness built in for the second round of Shiva. The Sani, the Brisa tells us, Takfu Avelav Zacharzeh, if a person is experiencing one Shiva, and then in the other one right afterwards, Zehich Bitsaro, if his hair becomes very, very long from the lack of shaving, Mekel Batar, you're allowed to cut it off, cut it with a scissor, and or a razor. But Derech Shina, Rashi says, in a Derech Shina of some way, not the normal way it's done. He's allowed to also wash his clothing. Normally it's asur to wash clothing as Shiva. You can't wash your clothing. So Amar Rav Chizr says, when it says batar, below the misparim, you could use a razor, but you can't use scissors. Scissors would be the normal way of cutting the hair, and razor would not be the normal way. We're not referring to right down to the skin. We're talking about just cutting off some of the long hairs. And when we said washing b'mayim v'lo b'nasar v'lo b'chol, you can only use water, but you can't use any soap or shampoo or anything else that would help clean the dirt. So it's a limited type of heter during the second round of Shiva. So to here, when it came to Rabbi Yossi, who he bathed in cold water, that's because Tachfu Avelav, that was one of the heterim, you could take a bath in cold water if it ends up being a 14-day Shiva. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Avel, Mutter Lichos B'tzonein Kol Shiva, Midid Hava B'sar V'chamer. So Rava argues on this. Rava says that really a avel is allowed to bathe in cold water all 7 days, no different than meat and wine. But avel is allowed to have meat and wine, but just like he could eat meat and wine, so too he's allowed to have a heter of washing and bathing all 7 days. We don't paskin this way, we paskin that's actually usher for an avel to take a bath all 7 days. And we even more machmir, the Ramah says, for shloshim also, a person shouldn't take a bath, not a pashadin, it's not, and people don't practice it necessarily, but the pasha of the Ramah is you cannot take a bath all 30 days either for a mother and a father. Okay. Gemara says, Meisive, asks Gemara now, going on to Yud Gimel Mabez. Ein ha-bogeres rashai l'navel et atzma b'mei avel. A bogeres, a woman who's of marriageable age, looking to find a chasen for herself. She is not allowed to ain habogeres rashai l'navel et atzma. She cannot make herself look ugly during her avelus, if for sitting for a parent or any other relative that she's sitting avel for. B'mei avel avia, for her father. Even though it would be seemingly a very severe level of avelus, she's not allowed to. She has to look presentable so she can find the shidduch. But ha nara rashai, but a younger girl who's sitting shiva for her parents, that she's allowed to because she's not of marriageable age. So my love, so what does it mean she can't be menavel herself? My lab rechitza. So it must be that she's allowed to take a bath, so her hair doesn't look oily, so she looks clean. Uvimai, with what type of water can she use? Ilema bechamin, if you say that she could use hot water. Ein habogeres rashai, bahamar avchista avil asir lahoshit etzbal bechamin. No, we can't, because avchista has this klal, nothing breaks this klal, that a avil cannot place even his finger in hot water. So certainly we can't be talking about hot water. So elala betonin. It must be that the bogeres is allowed to take a bath in cold water. So we see that there's a heter with a velus in terms of its toning. The Gemara says, lo, that's not referring to rechita. She can't take a bath like in any other avel. It means akicha v'apirka is referring to putting on some eyeshadow, makeup, whatever, fixing the hair, Rashi explains, and the eyes. The makeup and all the other stuff, that's permitted. But in terms of rechita, that iser still stands even for a bogeris. The Gemara now says, Lema Masayle, the Amar Rabbi Abba, Kohen, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Kohen. Maybe the following could serve as a proof. It says, what Maisa, there's once a story of Mesu, Banav Shir Rabbi Yosef Bar Hanina. His children died, like we saw earlier. Rachat Besonin Kol Shiva. And he had taken a bath in cold water during the entire Shiva. So the Gemara made this a raya that you can, the raya for Rava. That Rava said before in the bottom of Amud Aleph that you're allowed to take it, Avel can take a bath all Shiva. So this seems to support that. The Gemara says, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yosi Bar Hanina, because that case is Amru Hasam b'shetakfu Avelov Zacharzer. That's where the Avelos had back-to-back Shiva he had. The Sanya Takfu, like we saw in the Brisa earlier, that Avelov Zacharzer, Hichbid Saro, if his hair gets very long, make up a tar, he could use a razor to cut it. Umechabes Ksuso, he could also b'mayim, he could wash his clothing. And Rav Chissa, again, qualified Amru Chissa, b'tar Avelov b'misraim. You could use a razor, but you can't use a scissor. And when you say washing your clothing b'mayim, Avelov b'neser, Avelov b'chol, Avelov b'ohel. Okay, fine. Gemara has another version of what Rava said. Ikadamri Amar Rava Avil Aser Betonin Kol Shiva. Earlier, Rava said that he thought an Avil may take a bath all seven, because just like it's permitted for an Avil to have meat and wine, which is some tonic for him, so we see Oneg is permitted for an Avil, so too he thought that he could also take a bath all seven. But now this Ikadamri Rava says there's a difference. An Avil cannot have the enjoyment of a cold bath, but he can have some Aishna Mibasav Yain. So why is he allowed to have meat and wine? He's not taking the wine and meat for a tanug. He's having to help deal with the pain that he's going through of the loss. So that's the only reason why. Not because of a tanug, but because of to remove the lafuche pachta. Rashi explains. I think Rashi explains. Let's see. Rashi does not explain. Oh, either way, but that's the idea. It helps him remove the pain that he's going through from the loss. So Gemara says now, Lema Mesaili, maybe the following should serve as a raya that Rechitza is Aser called Shiva. It says, Ein HaBogeres Rashai L'Navlat Atzma. A Bogeres cannot make herself look ugly when she's sitting Shiva. Ha Nara Rashai. But if she's a Nara under the age, she's not marriageable age, then she's permitted. So B'mai, what are you talking about? I B'Lema B'Chamin, if she's referring to hot water, that can't be true. Ein Bogeres Rashai. V'Hamar Rechitza Avel Aser Lo Shidat B'Chamin. Ela B'Toni, must be B'Toni. So you see from here that Sonein, that a Avil can take a bath in cold water, that goes against what Rava said above. So no, Gemara says, lo, akichel v'apirkas. The heter for her during Shiva is simply that she could put on, fix her hair, and she could put on makeup. That's the heter, but there is no heter of Rechitza. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rechitza says, Zos Amaris comes to tell us, Avil is also b'tachboses called Shiva, and Avil is not allowed to do laundry all Shiva, Hilchsa. Avel aser lirchos kogufo, and Avel also is not allowed to bathe his whole body. Bein bechamin, bein betonin, kol shiva. Aval panav yadav ragla bechamin aser betonin mutter. But he can wash his face, his hands, and his feet in cold water, but not in hot water. And again, even though this brought down the Shulchan Aruch, I said before the Ramad's makbid even for shloshim when it comes to a parent. Aval lasuch afilu kol shu aser, but to put a little bit of oil, a little sicha on the skin, that's aser even the smallest amount. Vim lavar as a zuma mota, but if he starts to smell, he's trying to remove some of the body odor, then you'll have to place on some oil, and certainly deodorant is permitted, but oil also, if one would use that, that would be permitted to remove any body odor. Okay. Gemara now says, Tzlusa de Tanisa Heicha Medayach Rinan. When it comes to the special davening on Tainis, which is what we say, a special bracha anenu, we say on a tefillah shwana esrei of the Tainis, when exactly do you mention? So we know the answer already, but the Gemara has a discussion before they knew the answer. Adavri Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzhak. Rav Yehuda spoke to Rav Yitzhak and told him, Bray, that was his son, Rav Yitzhak. The Darish, he darshan the following. A yachid shekiba alav Tainis, a yachid who takes upon himself a personal Tainis. Mispal shel Tainis, he's supposed to daven Tainis. The Heichan Amra, where is he supposed to say it? Where should he insert the Bracha Vanenu? Ben Gol Rofe. That's where he should say it. It's talking about right now a Yachid who says it in his own personal Shemona Esrei between Goel Rofe, those Brachas. So Maskev La Rav Yitzhak, Rav Yitzhak, his son asked his father, V'chi Yachid Kovei Bracha Atzmo? Is a Yachid allowed to create his own Bracha? We only have 18 Brachas, we have 19 Brachas, but they're really only 18 Brachas. You can't make your own Bracha. So Ela Amra Rav Yitzhak B'Shomei Tfila. So therefore, the son of Yitzhak argues on his father and says, no, you're supposed to insert in the Shema Tefillah, which is what we do in the silent Shemona Esrei. So that's how they paskin at this stage. But then the Gemara asks from a Brisa, some Eisivei. Ein ben Yachid L'Tzibur, Ela Shezemes Pal Shemona Esrei, Vezemes Pal Teish Esrei. The only difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur is that a Yachid davens 18 brachas and a Tzibur davens 19 brachas. So what does it mean, my Yachid, my Tzibur? Ilema Yachid Mamish and Tzibur Shliach Tzibur. If Yachid means Yachid himself, davening by himself, Etir means a Shliach Tzibur who's representing the Tzibur. Hane Teisha Esrei, Esen V'Arbahavu. The Shliach Tzibur on a tiny Tzibur actually davens 24 brachas. Not in our Nusach. We'll see later on. During special tinyos, they say 24 brachas. So according to this Bryce above, it says the Yachid davens 18 and Tzibur davens 19. So it can't be referring to Shliach Tzibur because the Shliach Tzibur davens 24. That can't be the case. Ella lav hachi kamar. What it means to say is ein ben yachid lekabel of tainis yachid le yachid shekibel of tainis tzibur. It's talking about a yachid in both circumstances. But what type of tainis is he taking upon himself? He's taking upon himself a tainis yachid, or is he taking upon himself a tainis tzibur? What's the difference? Ella shezem is pala shmon esrei vezem is pala teish esrei. So if a yachid takes upon himself a tainis yachid, that means he only says 18 brachas and he inserts the anenu in shemet tefila. But if he's davening, he takes upon himself a tiny sibur, then he needs to daven 19 brachas, then he would add in a separate individual bracha of anenu. Shema mina, what we see from here though, a yachid kaveh bracha latzmo. So if the yachid takes upon himself a tiny sibur, then he has to say 19 brachas, so he is kaveh bracha on his own against Rabbi Yitzchak. Why is this low? You got it all wrong. Li'olam eim l'cha shliach tzibur. Really, when we say tzibur, refer to the shliach tzibur. Ah, but aren't there 24 brachas, we said, not 19? Says no, we're talking about the shlosha tainios harishonos, the leka esen v'arba. The first three tainios, when it doesn't rain, those only have 19 brachas. When we speak of the 24 brachas, those are the later fasts when things get more severe, then we start having 24 brachas. But the first few fasts are only 19 brachas. So when a person, the yachid on the tainis tzibur, yachid davens 18 brachas, he says anenu in shmeret tefillah, and the shliach tzibur says 19 brachas, which is what we do in a regular tainis tzibur, he says 19 brachas and says anenu between goel and rofe. The 24 brachas is for the, again, the later tainis tzibur, when the rain really doesn't come much later in the year. So Gemara says velo, we don't say 24 brachas in the first three tainis of the lack of rain. V'ha ein bein katani. Don't we have all these ein bains and no difference between the first fast days and the last fast days? And it says, ein bain shlosh rishonos le shlosh et emtsiels. There's no difference between the first three and the middle three. El shebe'elu mutar and basiyas melacha, be'elu asur and basiyas melacha. There's one difference. The first three fast days you can work, and the next three fast days you can work. But, ha lechav dalet zevzeh shavin. But with respect to the 24 brachas that we say in the emtsiels, it would also apply to the first three rishonos. There's no difference with regards to the brachos. So we see clearly here that you do have 24 brachos even on the first three fast days. Mar says, no, Tanev Shire. The Tanev left something off the list. Whenever you have a list, they don't always list everything. So they left 24 brachos off the list. That's also a difference. So Gemara has a klal, my Shire, the high Shire. So the klal is, let's say you have a list of five things, and they only list four things. You're not going to leave the fifth thing off. You just may as well put the fifth thing on to complete the list. They only leave one thing off if they're leaving another thing off as well. You have to always at least leave two things off to make it worthwhile. You wouldn't leave one thing off the list. So Gemara says, if it's really true that 24 brachas was left off the list, so tell me something else that was left off the list. And the Gemara can't come up with something else. So it sounds like that really 24 brachas is not a difference. And just like there are 24 brachas on the Emsayos, there are also 24 brachas on the Rishonos. V'su, moreover, v'ha ein bein katani. He says ein bein. You guys are familiar from last time around. We learned Megillah, a lot of the ein beins. Ein bein means there's no difference other than what's listed. That means there's no other differences. Ein bein means dafka. These are the only differences and nothing else. So at this stage of the Gemara, there are 24 brachas, even the Rishonos. Mar says, no. Ela tana bi isura kamari b'tfilas lamari. When the Mishnah says ein bein, it was only referring to in terms of isurim. Isur malacha, isur anilas sandal, whatever other isur there is. But it wasn't addressing all tefillos. With respect to tefillos, there are other differences, but that wasn't on the radar for that. And therefore, we assume that the first three tanyos, there's only 19 brachas. The next three are 24 brachas. Ibai sema. Alternatively, bem tsa'isa nami lo matzi chavtalet. Maybe even the three middle fast days, there are not 24 brachas either. There's also 19 brachas. And that's why it wasn't the difference. There is no difference. You say 19 brachas for the first three, and you say 19 brachas for the next three. The lalagmar says there isn't. Are you sure there really aren't 24 brachas on the middle three? V'hatan, doesn't the Braisa tell us? Ein ben shlosh shniyos l'shev achronos. There's no difference between the middle three and the last seven. Elisha be'elu masrin v'no'al n'sachanios. Except for the last seven, you blow the shofar and you lock down the stores. But halachal divrei emzev is eshavim. But with respect to all other halachas, Namely, the one we're concerned with is the 24 brachas, they're equal. And everybody agrees that the last seven certainly does have 24 brachas, so too, then the middle should also have 24 brachas. V'chitema ha'chanami tan v'shayr. So if you're going to say, no, it wasn't an exhaustive list, they left something off the list, 24 brachas would be a difference as well. But v'ha ein bein katani. It says ein bein. Ein bein means these are the only differences that's listed. And the fact that 24 brachas is not listed, it seems that there is no difference, and you would have 24 brachas even for the emsayos. So Gemara says, wait a second, v'tizver, does this really make sense? Is ein bein dafka, does ein bein really mean that it means exactly these listed, nothing else? Ein bein can't be taken literally, because I'll tell you something that's left off the list. V'ha shayer teva. Teva, when it comes to the last seven fasts we're going to see towards the end of the Masechta, they would take out the teva to the streets, and they'd read the Sefer Torah in the streets, and they wouldn't do this by the emsayos. So why doesn't it list ein bein emsayos le'achronos, except for that this one that, you know, they lock down the storage, and then they take out the teva, they left the teva off the list. So just like the teva was left off the list also, it's possible that the 24 brachas was left off the list as well, and taka emsayos would not have 24 brachas. Let's go a few lines down. You think you guys can make it to the two dots, or is that too far into this page? Because it's one continuous discussion here. Let's keep going a little bit further. It's only 9:29. Gemara says, Imishum Teva, if you're telling me that Teva was left off the list, Lav Shir, that's not considered being left off the list. Because who? Because Mile de Tzina Katani, Mile de Befrehesi Lo Katani. The Mishnah was only concerned with things that were hidden. Bitzina, that refers to Nilsa Sandal, and Achila, and Malacha. Only those things was the Mishnah addressing, but things that were for Hesia, like the Teva, that wasn't being addressed. So that wasn't left off the list. And then you go back to square one of the 24 brachas, why wasn't that listed as one of the differences? So comes along, Amar Vashi, Rashi says, Masnisa Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also very exact in its wording. The Kasani, it says, Ma Elu Yeseros Al Harishonos. What are the later fast days added on to the first fast days? Elishabi Elu Masrin Vinal and Sachanios. That we blow the shofar and we lock down the stores in the last days of a b'chol divrem zevish shavim. With regards to every other halacha, they're actually going to be completely equal. So we say here, maybe here also, we're going to say, this b'raisa was also leaving off the list something. So left off 24 brachas is another difference, but it wasn't an exhaustive list. Elu means these are the only differences. Just like ein bein, elu means these only, nothing else. And where it says, again, it goes back and forth. Does that make sense? Does ma elu really mean dafkahu? V'ha shaya le teva. Isn't teva left off the list? Where it says, imishim teva, lav shiruhu, but teva's not left off the list. Mishum de chashiv le beidech pirka. So wait a second, teva wasn't on the list because later on it wasn't addressed. It's going to be discussed later on in a later mishnah, so they were waiting to address it later on. So that's not considered left off the list because it's addressed at a later point. So hashad asil hachi. Now then, once we establish this, esim va'arba nami lav shiruhu. That 24 wasn't left off the list either because de kasani la beidech pirka. We weren't introduced to 24 brachas yet. It's not until later on in the prakim that we're introduced to 24 brachas. So at the end of the day, my havalai. So what? Bottom line, what do we do about the bracha of aneinu on a fast day? So the Gemara says, Amar of Shmuel bar Sirsati v'chein Amar of Chia bar Ashi Amar Rav bein Gol Rofe. That's how we paskin. You say the aneinu between Gol and bracha and Rofe. Rav Ashi Amar Mishmei de Rabbi Yanai Bered Rabbi Shmuel. No, he says b'shemei tefila. That's where we say it. And Hilch so b'shemei tefila. That's why paskin that a yachid for the silent shemei esrei. You should say shemei tefila. And the tzibra, as we know, should say bein Rofe the Goel. Should we keep going, guys? Stop here. Okay. Shkoyach. We'll have a good night, everyone.